By the way, I'd like to get everybody's contact information, those guys' email and phone number, cell phone. So maybe the easiest thing would be if you could just, everybody could send me an email with your name and your cell phone number.
Even for the guys around here?
What?
Even for the older guys?
The guys who are ready, you might as well be everybody, that we all know who's in cheer. Who's no longer. So just send me an email. If you want to take a minute now, if you have those guys who have it on there on the phone, you can do it now. But anyway, my email address, if you don't have it, is L.E.B. Shulman, B as in boy, Shulman, Shulman, at gmail.com. That's the easiest way. Yeah. Okay, so let's see Tysus. So Elin Ayers have all seen it. Pirish Bakuntris, the David goes our lame, so they love it because. That says Dr. Ferish and Rashi. The Dovin HaMelech was Rashi Shit to Dovin that the Issa Chitun in the Sinim is because Dovin Gozer Leim, like the Gemara, that's Rashi's understanding of the Gemara Yivans. Taisus adds, V'haynu Mishum Avdus Kin Amina Be'oro. The Issa that Dovin was Gozer Leim was connected to the fact that they're Avodim. And I'll start with Issa Chitun Stam, independent Issa Chitun. The Issa Chitun that Rashi is talking about is because of Avdus. The Avdus generates an Issa Chitun. If they're Avodim, then you're not allowed to marry a Shifcha. You're not allowed to marry an Eved, an Eved or a Shifcha. Where did Tosfos see that in her oral? Rashi with us doesn't say behind the Mishum Avdus. Rashi just says David goes our lane. The David was a Issa Chitun. The Gemara in her oral says David goes our lane. Where did Tosfos see in the Gemara in her oral that a Hainu Mishum Avdus? Demis says this was a need in Taisus and Yevamis. And Taisus and Yevamis had two stunts about this. Was David only goes there in Issa Chitun? Or was the Issa Chitun that David was goes there in conjunction with an Issa Avdus? So Taisus in Yevamis, where did Taisus and Yevamis? Taisus L'chatchila had it sad, the original Mahalach in Taisus and Yevamis, was that David was only goes there in Chitun. He was never goes there Avdus. But Taisus rejected that. From what? Mikoyach what? From Rebbe, the end of the Gemara. Amar Rebbe, the Gemara said, "Bimei Rebbe, bikshu lahat in the sinim." Amar Rebbe, chalkeinu natir, chelik mizbeach miyatir. So you see from that, Tosfos from there proved that David HaMelech was Goyzer Avdus. No, it's the Issa Chitun. Where did it say that he was Goyzer Avdus? Because he was Goyzer Chitun, and the Issa Chitun was not an independent Isser. The Issa Chitun that David HaMelech was Goyzer was an outgrowth of the Isser of Avdus. That's what Tosfos says as well. V'haim l'mishum Avdus. Zot Tosfos, v'ein nir l'beinu. The Mashmi Gemara, the Nesina Havi Der Aisa. The Kaomar Mamzeris and Nesina Ike Benayu. The Mandom are real Kaimo, so she's real Kaimo. Mandom are in Bahavaya, so she doesn't have a Vaya. Mashmi the Havi Der Aisa, the Bekoi Pligi. So, what Tosfos Kash on Rashi? Tosfos first of all assumes that according to Rashi, the Isser Chitun in Nesinim is only a Derabonim. Because David goes there alone. So he says, how can it only be a Darbonne? The Gemara, first to give us, the Gemara is mashma that the Isser and the Sinim is a Deraisa. We'll talk in a minute what's derived from the Gemara that the Sinim is Deraisa. But he's assuming in Rashi that it's not Deraisa. And he says it's against the mashmois of the Gemara. The mashmois of the Gemara is that the Isser and the Sinim is Deraisa. So right away, you have to ask, how does Tosfos know that according to Rashi, the Isser and the Sinim is only a Darbonne? Mayus and Asinim according to Rashi is Taka Der Aisa. It says David goes there alone. But Tosfos has told me that Hainu Mishum Avdus. So maybe that's an Issa Der Aisa. Maybe David Melech made him into Avonu Der Aisa. And may have an Issa Blei Kodesh Mi Der Aisa. What's the heck? How does Tosfos? You know, once Tosfos says in Rashi that the Issa of David goes there alone was Mishum Avdus. So maybe that's Taka. Maybe that's Taka Issa Der Aisa. Maybe the Avdus generates Lei Kodesh Mi Der Aisa. Tosfos apparently was pushed to Tosfos. Tosfos takes it for granted. That the Isser, if David HaMelech was Gozer Avdus with an Issa Chitun, that's an Issa Chitun Derabon and not an Issa Chitun Deraisa. How does Tosfos know?
Yeah. Rashi says that in time Yeshua didn't regard him. So how could it be the Raisam?
Rashi says in time of, what do you mean Rashi says in time of Yeshua?
Rashi says that they were the guy of Arama in time of Yeshua.
Since Rashi, you know, since Rashi's shita is that they, Rashi in the Mishnah over there says that they were in Megayer before Yeshua made them chayt veitzim mishayvei mayim, so maybe that's where Rashi assumes that that geres was chal, and the actus is Yisrael, and any subsequent avdus would have been an avdus derabbanan. Could be. The only thing is that we're talking now in Tosfos. Tosfos shita grada is that they that mitchilu loyba this guy. Tosfos didn't get them involved. Tosfos himself doesn't hold like that Rashi, so he means Rashi l'shitasa. It's not Mistari, it means Rashi Lishitasa. Like, you know, that's some other Rashi that's Mashmah Stabana. Mistamas Mashmah from this Rashi itself, that Ha'ilim Mishim Abdus takes it for granted that can't be an Abdus Derais, it can only be an Abdus Derabana. But we could say, Al Derech, what you're saying, and based on Taisus and Yavamas, Taisus and Yavamas already said a Svar, which is Mistari Mitzad Atzma, that once the Gemara says that Moshe and Yeshua were only Geyser their Abdus for a temporary span of time, so that was for sure not an Abdus Derais. At some point, Moshe and Yeshua were Megayim. Let's say Yeshua was Megayim the Gevayim. When they discovered whatever, he was Megayim. So he was Megayim them, they should be Avodim. But only Avodim because Moshe Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Taisa says in Yevamos that that's not an Avdus Deraisa. That's an Avdus by definition, an Avdus Derabbanan. So that means that when Yeshua was Megayim them, Mideraisa, they were Yisraelim Gemurim. Mideraabbanan, they were Avodim. So now David HaMelech can come 1,000 years later, and is it 1,000 years later? Anyway, a long time later. David HaMelech can come. Not 1,000 years, 400 years. Anyway, David Melech can't come so many years later, and all of a sudden turn them into Avodah Mideraisa. It must be that it's an Avdus Derabbanan. So if it's an Avdus Derabbanan, then the Issur Chitin Mele is only an Issur Chitin Derabbanan. Taisa says it's against the Gemara. Okay.
Later.
Yeah, we're going to see our Taisa later. We're going to have to deal with Taisa later. Yeah,
they're also because David was going on.
Yeah, but if Tosfos says Ha'ilim Mishum Avdus, you're right. The emes is the mashmois of. I, you are right. The mashmois of Rashi also David Gozer Aleim, even if that means Avdus, but the words David Gozer Aleim sound like it's an Isser that sound like an Isser Derabbanan. But I don't think Tosfos is being Medayik only from the Lashon Rashi. I think Rashi Tosfos is assuming that I think this is more. What you're saying is also true. I have to come out and take it. That the Avdus, the David was Glazer Aleim, could only be an Avdus Derabbanan. Because how could David make them Avodim Deraisa? If before David they were not Avodim Deraisa, then David HaMelech can't make them Avodim Deraisa. He can't take a Yisrael and make him an Evekhani Mideraisa. So it must be David was Glazer Avdus Derabbanan. Avdus Derabbanan makes him Isachitim Derabbanan. That's number one. It could be another reason why Tosfos took it for granted that the Avodim over here that we're talking about is the Avdus that we're talking about over here is only an Avdus. Derabbanan, not an Avdus Deraisa. Because if they would be Avodim Deraisa, if this Nesinim would be Avodim at a Deraisa level, Tosfos doesn't speak this right out, but Lemaisa, if the Nesinim would be Avodim at a Deraisa level, would there be Tvisis Kiddushin in them? No, there's not Tvisis Kiddushin in Avodim. Is there Tvisis Kiddushin in Nesinim?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you know?
Mishnah.
The Mishnah Kiddushin. Tosfos brings it. Komokim Sheish Kiddushin V'yesh Avera. Israel. So it's a fair to Mishnah Mufaresh that this Tvisis Kiddushin in the Sinah. How could they be Avodah Raisa? Al Korchuk that they're only Avodah Midrabon. So if they're only Avodah Midrabon, then the Yisachitin is only Drabon. Later on, Tosfos Shita Rabbeinu Tam Shita is going to be that there's Lava like Tzchatin, their Isa. That could be an Issa, their Isa. That's the last Tvisis Kiddushin because it's only a Lava. But the fear Rashi that the Yisachitin comes from Abdus. That can't possibly be Deraisa, because if that would be Deraisa, there would be no Tfisis Kiddushin, and it's a Mishnah Mufresh, that it's Tfisis Kiddushin. So maybe that's why Tosfos takes it for granted that it's Abdus. The Abdus will be, can only be Abdus Derabbanan. Interesting is, the Tosfos Shans has a tzad, entertains in Rashi, he has a tzad in Rashi that the Abdus here is Abdus Deraisa, and the Yisachitin therefore is Deraisa, Asla Yeh Kodesh, and he asks from the Mishnah Kiddushin. He says, it can't be. The Mishnah says it's not Tvisis Kiddushin. That is Tvisis Kiddushin. Tosfos doesn't even ask that question. Because I think that's why. Because Tosfos assumes that the Abdus here is not an Abdus Deraisa. It's only Abdus Derabbanan. So fine. So that's why I think why Tosfos, at least over here, Tosfos takes it as given that the Abdus that Rashi is talking about could only be, that the Abdus that we're talking about, the David was Geyser, could only be an Abdus Derabbanan. And Mimela, if the Isser Chitun comes from the Avdus that David was Gozer Aleihem, Al Kochach that the Isachitin is only the Rabbanon. So Tosis is asking that from the Gemara. Because the Gemara is Mashma, the Gemara on the base, it says Tosis is Mashma, the Gemara, but Mamzeret and Nesina Ike Veinayim, that Gemara is Mashma, that the Isser of Nesinim is the Araisa. What's the Gemara that Tosis is talking about? The Gemara has it on the base, but Shimon ben, our Gemara holds, our Mishnah holds, the Tana of our Mishnah says, that there's a Chiyub Knas even in Noshim Psulois and even in Chayvei Koras. Not a Mises based on Askimli Ravmade, but otherwise, even in Arayas, or even in Arayas Mamish, never mind Chayvei Lavin, our Mishnah holds that there's a Chiyub Knas. But the Gemara brings that there are other Tanoim, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh and Reb Shimon Atimni, who disagree. And they hold that there's no Chiyub Knas in Noshim who are Osadim. And they dash them from the Pasuk of Eloi Si Elisha. But there's two different ways to learn the drasha. Rav Shimon HaTimni dashens v'loi siya l'isha isha sheyesh v'havaya, that there's only a chiyuv knas in a woman in whom there's tvisas kiddushin. And Rav Shimon ben Manasseh dashens v'loi siya l'isha isha haru'uya loi, that there's no chiyuv knas in a woman who's osur to him. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between the two drashas? Because our Mishnah is not from either drasha. Our Mishnah holds that there's a chiyuv knas even in Chayvei Koras, who are also to him and who have and whom there's no tefisas kiddushin. So our Mishnah is altogether a different shita. But if Shimon ben Ashim and Atimni say no, women who have no tefisas kiddushin, somebody is ma'anis or is mafata, a woman who has no tefisas kiddushin ain't b'havaya according to Shimon Atimni, or a woman who's not ruuloi who's also to him according to Shimon ben Manasseh, so there is no chiyuv knas. What's the difference between these two drashas? So the Gemara says, Mamzeres and Asina, Ikimenayah. Mamzeres and Asina is not a Isha Haru Uyuloi. She's certainly also to him, not allowed to marry her. So she doesn't meet the criterion of Shimon ben Manasseh. She's not a Isha Haru Uyuloi. But she's Yeshua Havaya, this is Kiddushin, it's only Chayvei Lavin. So according to Shimon HaTimni, there would be a Chiyuv Knas. So that's the Nafkamina, says the Gemara, between Shimon Manasseh and Shimon Rav Shimon HaTimni. So Tosfos, Nesina, Mele Mamzeres, but Nesina, according to Rashi, is only the Rabbanon. So how could that be the Nafkamina between Rav Shimon Manasseh and Rav Shimon HaTimni? It's only Nesina, the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon Manasseh, as Tosfos, Rav Bekroi, Pligi, Rav Shimon Manasseh and Rav Shimon HaTimni are arguing about how to dash in the Pasuk. How could the Nafkamina between how to dash in the Pasuk, the way Rav Shimon HaTimni dashes it, the way Rav Shimon Manasseh dashes it, how could the Nafkamina be Lagabi Nesina? Nesina is altogether a Derabbanan and not on the radar screen of the Pasuk at all. That's the Chayra Tosis Kasha. So I said, face value, the Kasha, not so Pasuk. Rav Shimon Manasseh and Rav Shimon HaTimni, how would you answer that Kasha? Chayra is a Pasuk answer. It's hard to hear even why it's a Kasha in the first place. Rav Shimon Manasseh and Rav Shimon HaTimni are arguing la halacha, in order to have a chiyuv knas, do you need isha ruuloi, or do you need an isha sheish ba? In order to have a chiyuv knas, is it enough to have an isha sheish ba havaya, or do you have to have an isha ruuloi? So what's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is mamzeres and nesina. Mamzeres is nafkamina at a deraisa level, and nesina is nafkamina at a derabbana level. So terrible. Lemes halacha lemaisa, my nesina is still ike benayim. What does it matter? Nesina is in the rabbanon, but it's still a nafkamina between Rav Shimon Manasseh and Rav Shimon HaTimni. Halacha lemaisa, according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, there's no the chi of knas applies to any woman who has havaya. So it'll apply to mamzeres and koshkin. It'll apply to nesina. But according to Rav Shimon Manasseh, there's only a chi of knas and an isha ruuloi. A mamzeres not an isha ruuloi midaraisa, and a nesina is not an isha ruuloi midarabbanon. Either way, either on a derice level or on a drabbana level, they won't have a chiyuv knas. So the Gemara is right. According to Shimon Manasseh, there's a din that you need an isha ruuloi. There's only a chiyuv knas in an isha ruuloi, a woman whom he's able to marry. Can he marry a mamzeres? No. Can he marry a nesina? Also no. Of course, this is derice and this is drabbana. But either way, he can't marry her. So according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, that there's a din of isha ruuloi. So on a derice level, it's mamzeres, and on a drabbana level, it's my nesina. Both nafkaminas have to be there, Isa. Isa says, Bekroi pligidu. They're arguing about psukim. So what if they're arguing about psukim? They're arguing about psukim, but the mice, they're also arguing in din. So you want to know, what's the nafkamina at their Isa level? Mamzeres. What's the nafkamina at their Abon level? There's another nafkamina, Nesima. Why is that even a bahascholos kushya on Rashi? It sounds like Tosis assumes that a woman who's only also midir rabbanon will have a chiyuv knas because we'll consider her isha ruyula. For isha ruyula, apparently Tosis holds that for isha ruyula, it's enough that she should be ruyula midir raisa. I don't care that she's not ruyula midir rabbanon, even midir rabbanon. With me. There's a din isha ruyula. Let's say according to Shimon Menasi, there's a din isha ruyula. So does the Nesina have knas if she's also midir rabbanon? I could hear both. You know, I would have said no. There's no chiyuv knas because she's not ruyula. There's a din that you need isha ruyula. She's not a isha ruyula. Of course, it's a din derabbanon. But so what? If you need isha ruyula and midir rabbanon, she's not ruyula. So then midir rabbanon, there's no knas. Taisa apparently holds not that way. That even though you have to have isha ruyula. But even though you have to have isha ruyuloi, but if she's ruyuloi midaraisa, then she gets knas. Even lemaisa she gets knas. Even though midarabonu she's not ruyuloi. That's a very big hanoch. That's a very big jump. How did Tosis make such an assumption? So could be Tosis is coming not from nowhere. Tosis is not coming from a vacuum. There is a gemara daf lamed vav. The gemara taka says the feirish daf lamed vav that shniyos. That even according to Shimon Menasya, who requires Isha Ruyuloi, but Shniyos, that means Arayis, that are only the Rabbanic Arayis, like, you know, what? Yeah, great, aim, or something. Notion that are only Shniyos. So the Gemara says that you have to have Knas, because it's even according to Shimon Menasya, because it's called Isha Ruyuloi. So Tosis is right, Ferish Gemara. Perish Gemara that women who are also midir rabbanon are considered to be isha ruyula. It's a little bit strange why Tosis doesn't spell that out. I mean, you should bring that Gemara. That's the linchpin of the Tosis. It says dobekroy pligi. Dobekroy pligi is not such a convincing argument. I could say, yeah, the argument would be kroy, but if she's not ruyula midir rabbanon, so midir rabbanon, she has no knas. The kroy tells me it did. But lemaisa Tosis has, there is a Gemara. I don't know why Tosis didn't quote the Gemara, but there is a Gemara. Chai v'shnias are not considered to be, they satisfy ruyuloi. Since me the raisa, she could marry them, so Shimon Menasi would say they have knas. So Tosis kasha, if that's the case, is. So Nesina, according to Rashi, should be the same thing. What's the difference between Nesina and shnias? Memes Lefi Rashi, maybe there's a Malkum Lechalak between Chai v'shnias on the one hand and the Sina on the other. Shnias are Isurim that were totally fabricated by the Rabbanim. What's an example of a Shnia? I don't even remember anymore now from Yivamos. What's an example of a Shnia? I think maybe it's a Shnia. What?
A regular grandmother.
Could aim Imoy ve'aim Aviv. Okay, so aim email, let's say. It's a shnia. Aim email. So the Rabbanu said aim email is you're not allowed to marry. So it doesn't mean that the Rabbanu said that aim email is email. And a Rabbanu level, aim email is email. That's not true. That's not the pshat. Rabbanu said if there's a new erva called aim email. And at the rice level, there is no such erva. So that could be, that's cool. That's not an erva. It's an issa de Rabbanu. But she doesn't have a shem erva v'cha. Masha'en came nesinim, David gozer leim avdos. So midirabonim, derabonim. There is an iser of avodim liyakodesh. The Torah said that avodim are it's not isha ruyula. That there's no. The Torah said that avodim are also. The Torah said that avodim are also. They have a lav of liyakodesh. So now, if you have avodah midir rabbanon, so maybe it's not the same. A shniyah is not an erva. A shniyah is a new entity. It's a new issa de rabbanon that has no achiz in the deraisim. So that could be that doesn't share the isha ruyula. Isha ruyula means she can't be an erva. She's not an erva. She can't be chayiv alav. She's not chayiv alav. Not allowed to marry anyway because of shniyah. That's not a steer to isha ruyula. She does the isha de rabbanon. Isha de rabbanon. Maybe she's like michutz tchum or something. That doesn't make it. She's not an isha ruyula. There's some isha de rabbanon. Not allowed to marry her. But she doesn't. It doesn't conflict with any isurim deraisa, which is the ambit of the din of isha ruyula. But nesina, if David Melch was geizer them avdos, so midrabbanon derabodim. If midrabbanim, derabbanim, then midrabbanim, they go into the lab of Liya Kaddish. Of course, derabbanim. But midrabbanim, they go into Liya Kaddish. If they go into the lab of Liya Kaddish, then midrabbanim, that's not Isha Uyula.
Then using Hefker as an Hefker, how is it derabbanim?
What?
Same, how can Rabbanim be Mafkir, Achiyah, Mamun, Midaraisa? Just because.
No, why not? If there's a dinder abon that she has to be Isha Yule in order to have a Chiyuv Knas, so she's not Isha Yule, there's no Chiyuv Knas. No, she's not Isha Yule, there's a dinder with abon, you have to have Isha Yule. I mean, it's not a
dinder. It's a dinder race today, it has to be.
Yeah, but so what? But it's a din. It's a din that a Chiyuv Knas needs Isha Yule and Midra abon, and she's included in Chayvei Lavan, and she's included in Leia Kod, she's not Isha Yule. Just want to speak to somebody for a second. Hold on a second. Could be totally in machlekes hapaiskin. There's a machlekes hapaiskin by Chai Vishnias. Machlekes in the two in the Ramah, two in the Daki Moshe. If a person is mekadosh Chai Vishnias, let's say he's mekadosh Eim Imay. So midrashim is the tvisas kiddushin. Midrabon is the tvisas kiddushin. So listen, what's the nafkamina? If this tvisas kiddushin midrashim, she needs a get. What's it going to help if there's no tvisas kiddushin midrabanan? But she needs a get regardless, because midrashim is tvisas kiddushin. But what would be the following case? This is machlekes as a tour in the document. A fellow is makadish eim imay. Okay, he's makadish eim imay. The next day, this eim imay here was makabel kiddushin from somebody else. Does she need a get from the somebody else? And at the Raisa level of Ariyeh. The first Kiddushin that she was Makabal from her grandson were nothing. She's an Erba. I'm sorry, the other way. And at the Raisa level, she does not need to get from the second guy because she's married to her grandson. That's only this, on a Raisa level, that's a legitimate marriage. It's only this Ishnias. So therefore, right, Aimimah is a Ishnias. So midrashim, she's married to her grandson. So the kiddushin of the sheni are a valid kiddushin. Of she needs, midrashim, she's married to her grandson. So she's married. She's ashesish. So the kiddushin of the sheni are nothing. Now the rabban came along and said, no, she's not allowed to marry her. Not allowed to marry her grandson. So do we say, okay, this is an issa that she's not allowed to marry her grandson, but it's not an erva. There's tvisas kiddushin of taifas. The same way the kiddushin of taifas and midrashim, you meet rabbanon, they're also taifas. Either is nisa drabbanon, and nisa drabbanon is not more chomer than nisa lav. And nisa lav doesn't impede tvisas kiddushin, and nisa drabbanon of shnis also doesn't impede tvisas kiddushin. So even at the rabbanon level, she's totally married to her grandson, and the kiddushin of the sheni. Or maybe no. Since midrabbanon, the rabbanon said this is shnis, shnis means it's an erva midrabbanon. So since the three kiddushin are not taifas and an erva, so midrabbanon kiddushin are not taifas and a grandson. So she's married to the grandson midraisa, but she's not married to the midrabbanon. She's not married to the grandson. So now she's a makabel kiddushin from somebody else. So midraisa the kiddushin hasheni are nothing. She's an eshesish. But midrabbanon she maybe you have to be. But on a midrabbanon level she's not an eshesish, and therefore the kiddushin hasheni are something that she needs to get from the sheni. This is machlekes the Torah in the Daki Moshe. How to look at Chai Vishnius. Did the Rabbanon make Chai Vishnias into an Erva? So it could be an impingence on this. If you learn that Chai Vishnias made the Rabbanon become an Erva, they have a Shem Erva, and yet the Gemara says in Lamed Vav that Loisia Leisha, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Vav that it's still called Loisia Leisha, so then you see that even an Erva, which is a fact, the Gemara says in Lamed Vav, that that still satisfies Loisia Leisha. So then you see that even though the Rabbanon, she's Mamash an Erva, but as far as Leisia Leisha is concerned, we ignore the Rabbanon entirely. We only look at their Isis, we ignore the Rabbanon. So then Tais is a very good right. If we ignore the Erva of Shnius, then if we ignore Erva the Rabbanon, then we can ignore Abdus the Rabbanon as well. But if you learn that a Shnia is not, I think the Dakimash Shita, that a Shnia is, I'm not sure which is which, but if you learn that a Shnia is not an Erva, that a Shnia is not an Erva B'chal, it's not that Rabbanon said a Shnia is an Erva. And she needs a Rabbana, but she Bechal is not an Erba. It doesn't impede Tisus Kishon at all. Not even a Rabbana, because she doesn't have a Shem Erba. It's a new Issa Rabbana. That's not Bechal Chai, not Bechal Erba at all. So then it's a big Mokum L'Chala. We could say, as far as a Shni is not an Erba, so that doesn't impede. Like, see, Elisha, she's not an Erba, she's not Chai V'Lavin. It's a new Issa Rabbana. Yisurim Rabbana, pure Yisurim Rabbana, don't affect like see Elisha. But Avdus Rabbana, David does lay him abdus. Abdus drabon is liya kodesh mid rabon. Liya kodesh mid rabon is not isha ruyula. So maybe that's why. Maybe we could be totally this machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos in this issue. Yeah.
Can you really learn from kedushin to abdus? Because I thought by kedushin it says dafkim called the mekadesh day the rabon mekadesh. So maybe it's different din because like the rabon more shlita.
I don't believe that's still called the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban and Mekadosh. If she said, it's Rabban said that the Kiddushi Arishan are Kiddushi Erva, and they're not Toifis, not because he was, again, according to the Rabban, when she marries her grandson, if it would be called the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban, she wouldn't be married to the grandson either Isa. And then she wouldn't even need a get from her grandson, which is about a natural. She wouldn't get from the grandson, she needs a get. We don't say what they call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban and Mekadosh. When she marries a grandson, she needs a get. Because Midiraisa, it's a good kiddush. I call the Mekadosh Adai to Rabban and Mekadosh. We don't say that. It could be that this issue here between Rashi and Tosfos might be totally in something else. In other words, Tosfos doesn't hear a chiluk. Basically, it comes out like this. Tosfos does not hear that there's a chiluk between Chai v'Shnius. We're reading a lot into Tosfos. But apparently, Tosfos takes for granted, presumably based on the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, that's the same way Chai v'Shnius does not impede Loisi Elisha. It does not steer it to Isha Ruyulai. And Chai v'Shnius is still called an Isha Ruyulai because we ignore the Rabbanans. So the same thing is true by Avdus the Rabbanan as well. And Rashi, apparently, is Mechalik. Rashi holds that Shnius, maybe it's not an Erva, Shnius is not a steer. Shnius, and the Perish Lamed Vav, Shnius is not a steer to Isha Ruyulai. Chai v'Shnius are considered still to be Isha Ruyulai. We ignore the Drabbanon. Avdus Drabbanon is a steer to Isha Ruyulai. And presumably Rashi has to be Mechalik, Alderach, the way we've been Mechalik, that a Shnius is not an Erva at all. So that's not a steer to Isha Ruyulai. But on the other hand, Avdus Drabbanon is Lo Yakodesh Mid Drabbanon, and that already is a steer to Isha Ruyulai. Maybe it's totally in the following. What's a good idea to think about? It's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos later on in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. What about the following case? Okay, we're in the world of Shimon ben Manasseh. That in order to have a chiyuv knas, you need isha haruyula. So if she's an isha who's also to him, there's no chiyuv knas. And not like the Tanah of our Mishnah. Tanah of our Mishnah doesn't have such a concept at all. Chiyuv Knas has nothing to do with whether he's able to marry. It could be a chaisli, and he'll still have a Chiyuv Knas. But Rav Shimon ben Manasseh has this halacha of Isha Ruyuloi. There's only a Chiyuv Knas in a woman who's mutter to him. If he's Me'anis or Me'fata, a woman who's also to him, there's no Chiyuv Knas, she's not Isha Ruyuloi. What would be the following case? A Kohen Gadol was Me'anis Upsula. Who's Manas Absula? Does he have to pay Knas? On the one hand, when he was Manaser, she was Isherli. She was Absula. On the other hand, when it actually comes time to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Eloi Seal Isha, she's going to be also to, because by that point, she's going to be a Bula, and a Bula is also to a Kangol. So it's Mechlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Dav Lamed. Rashi on the one end and Tosfos B'Shem Rabbi Nechananel on the other. It's totally how to learn Pshat and Gemara Dav Lamed. What's the case over there? Rashi holds that's called Isha Ruyulai. Because she was a Psula. B'Shasta Oina, she was a Psula. Taisus, Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, but Taisus apparently sounds like he agrees with Rabbeinu Chananel, says that that's not Isha Rila. Because Lemaisa, he can't be Mekayim with her B'loi Seel Isha. You hear the case? Because here you have a woman who b'shasta oinis, b'shasta mechayev of knas, she was a psula, she was an isha ruloi, but on the other hand, he's not actually going to be able to be mekayim with her the mitzvah of a loy seal isha, because by the time the mitzvah comes around, she's going to be a b'ula from him. But what's the difference? Mamash is going to be a b'ula. So that's machaikas Rashi and Tosis, whether that's called isha ruloi or not. Because that's isha ruloi. B'shasta oinis, she was ruloi. And Tosis, B'shem Rebbeinu Chananel, says that's not Isha Rila because the Maisi can't marry. So what's the Yisoid here of the Machaikas? It seems like it's a Machaikas in how to understand the din of Isha Rila. This drasha of Shimon Menasi Isha Rila, what does it mean? No, there's a Chakir here. When we say that there's only a Chiyuv Knas by Isha Rila, does that mean it's a Kzeres HaKosov? Like without any rhyme or reason, a Kzeres HaKosov, that b'shas the oinus, b'shas the bio, which is the mechayev of the b'shas the oinus, which is the mechayev of knas, she has to be a isha ruloi. And if she is an isha asuruloi, then she's not a bas knas. Without being connected to anything else, it's just a halacha, an independent, self-contained halacha, that a woman who's not ruloi b'shas the oinus is not a bas knas, according to Rav Shimon Menasi. Is that the shot? Or is the pshat? No, that's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that the chiyuv knas, the Torah said two things by oinus. There's a chiyuv knas, and there's a mitzvah subsequently of a loy seal isha. And the Torah is saying the two things are linked. In a woman with whom he's going to have later the mitzvah of a loy seal isha, or is the two chiyuvim go together? When you have a chiyuv of a loy seal isha, then you have a chiyuv knas. Where you're not going to have a chiyuv of a loy seal isha, then you don't have a chiyuv knas. Maybe that's what Rav Shimon Menasi is saying. This is the issue between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds it's a self-contained halacha that she has to be b'shas to oinus, she has to be an isha ruloi to be a bas knas. It has nothing to do with whether later on it can be mekayim her the mitzvah of a loy seal isha. It has to do with exeris hakosuv l'gabei chiyuv knas itself, that a woman who's not ruloi is not a bas knas, and only a woman who's ruloi is a bas knas. So a psula, whom a kohen gadol was ma'anis, when he was ma'anis her, she was the isha ruloi. So she's a bas knas. Later on, he's not going to actually be able to mekayim the mitzvah of isha of a loy seal isha, because by that point she'll already no longer be a psula. What does one thing have to do with the other? We're not talking about the mitzvah of a loy seal isha. We're talking about the chiyuv knas, in which is exeris a kosuv that you have to have. We learned that from that pasuk of loy seal isha, but somehow we have a hekesh or something that in order to have a chiyuv knas, she has to be a woman who's isha ruloi. She is a isha ruloi. B'shas le'oinus, she was a isha ruloi because she was a psula at the time before when he was the ma'anasir. So male she'll have a chiyuv knas. Whereas Tosis understands that the din of isha ruloi, that's time exeris a kosuv that she has to be ruloi. It's a linkage between the kiyum hamitzvah of a loy seal isha and the chiyuv knas. And if he's not going to be able to make kayev a loy seal isha because she's not going to be ruloi, then he doesn't have a chiyuv knas either. Well, when a kohen gadol is ma'anes ula, he's not going to be able to make kayev the mitzvah of a loy seal isha, so mele he has no chiyuv knas. That's the chor what emerges from that machlekes between Rashi and Tosis. So we have here a stick of machlekes between Rashi and Tosis, the havana of isha ruloi. What is this drush of here of Shimon ben Asir? Rashi learns it's a self-contained halacha l'gabi chiyuv knas, and Tosis learns no, it's a linkage between the mitzvah of a loy seal isha and the chiyuv knas. If you have the mitzvah of a loy seal isha, then you can have the chiyuv knas. If you're not going to be able to have the mitzvah of a loy seal isha because she's not ruloi, she's going to be a suruloi, then you're not going to have a chiyuv knas either. So now nechsi anon. Tosis brings, well, he doesn't bring it for some reason, but there's a Gemara Daf Lamed Vav that says that a shniyah, chayvei shniyah is not a, I don't know what's the word to use, chayvei shniyah doesn't register on isha ruloi. Since it's only a drabbanon, so she's still called the isha ruloi. I don't care that she's also a drabbanon. The fact that it's a drabbanon of yabai shniyah doesn't move the needle on isha ruloi. She's still called the isha ruloi. And Tosis assumes that if that's true about Chayiv Shnius, then it's true about Avdus Drabbanon as well. So all the same, what's the difference? This is Drabbanon, that's Drabbanon, all Drabbanons are the same. Rashi apparently holds not the way. Rashi holds that Veloisi Elisha, that then Asina is Abdus Drabbanon, and that somehow registers on Veloisi Elisha. Even though Chayvishni is the Gemara says Lamed Vav, it doesn't register. So we say maybe it's not, maybe we can say a chiluk. Chayvishni is not an Erev at all, it's just the Issa Drabbanon. We said we were mafal, maybe that's not true, but let's say maybe Chayvishni is not an Erev Drabbanon, it's not even an Erev, it's just the Issa Drabbanon. And Issa Drabbanon doesn't affect, doesn't the din of Veloisi Elisha is a Deraisa Dikid din fundamentally, it's only affected by Deraisa Dikid Isur. So Ishni is not a Deraisa Dik Isur, doesn't affect Veloisi Elisha. But Avdis Drabbanon, yes, it's an Issa Drabbanon, but Midrabbanon, he's an Eved, and she's a Shifcha, and she goes into the Isur of Lahir Kodesh, Midrabbanon. In other words, Chayv Ishni is like an independent Issa Drabbanon. It has nothing to do, she's not an Erva Midrabbanon, it's a new Issa Drabbanon. That doesn't affect Veloisi Elisha. But Avdis Drabbanon, but Avdis Drabbanon is a Lahir Kodesh Drabbanon, and Lahir Kodesh already affects, even if it's only Drabbanon, it affects the. It affects the Veloisi Elisha. So we're saying such a chiluk. And Taisus doesn't subscribe to that chiluk. So we could say maybe it's totally in this. It's got a very. Maybe it's totally in this. If you learn that Veloisi Elisha is a self contained halacha, she has to be a bas knas. She has to be a ru'uyoloi in order to be a basknas. Just a gzeres hakosov. That a woman who has an iser is not a basknas, and a woman who doesn't have an iser is basknas. So then there's room to say lamda shechilukim in derabonons, that there are independent derabonons that have nothing to do with deraisa, you know, like shnias, and that's called the basknas because she doesn't really impinge on any Issa deraisa. And then there are derabonans that meet derabonan, she goes into an Issa deraisa, like Abdus Drabbanon. Abdus Drabbanon is the derabonan, yes, it's derabonan, but meet derabonan, she's in the Issa deraisa. And that already affects the being of basknas. We could hear such chilukim, not hard to understand such chilukim. You know, there's a gzeres hakosov, she has to be an Isha haruyoloi, that means she can't have any, you know, having an Issa labels her an Isha Shein Ruyoloi. And then we could say, well, it depends on what kind of Isser. What kind of Isser labels her an Isha Shein Ruyoloi? Having an Isser Deraisa, even on a Darabonan level, labels her an Isha Shein Ruyoloi. And having an Isser Darabonan that has no connection to an Isser Deraisa doesn't label her an Isha Ruyoloi, because Isha Ruyoloi is defined by Isurim Deraisa. Anybody who's in an Isser Deraisa, even on a Darabonan level, is not goes into the label of the Xeris HaKosov of Isha Shein Ruyoloi. But a woman who has an Issa Drabbanon that has no connection to an Issa Deraisa doesn't go into the label of Isha She'ein Ruyoloi. We could say such chilukim as far. But if you learn like Tosis in Daf Lamed, that the din of Isha Ruyoloi is not some kind of Gzeris HaKosov that she has to be a Bas Ruyoloi in order to be a Bas Knas. Rather, it's a connection Lemaisa between the Chiyav Knas and is he able to marry her? Can he marry her? Can he be Mekayim with her in the mitzvah of Veloisi Elisha? Then he has the Chiyav Knas. Is he not going to be able to mekayim mitzvah v'leisi elisha? Then he's not going to have a chiyuv knas. That's what Tosfos learns. If you have that havon, if you have that approach, then it's much more difficult to hear lamda shechilukim. You know, is he going to be able to? L'maisa, he's going to be able to marry her. Midrash, yes. Midrash, but no. I mean, that's a fact. Both by Chayv Shnius and by Avdus Drabbanon, the facts are, on a deraisa level, if you ignore rabbinic enactments, he could marry her and be Mekayim Mitzvah V'loisi Elisha, but Drabbanon are not going to let. I mean, that's the facticity of it. Midaraisa, he has a mitzvah, but Drabbanon don't let. So there, it's very there already. I don't think there's room to make such chilukim between a Drabbanon that's inside an Issa deraisa and a Drabbanon that's not inside an Issa deraisa. Does he have a mitzvah v'leisi elisha? We're not being done on the nature of the Isser itself. You know, is it an Isser pure derabbanon, a derabbanon that affects, that's a derabbanon level of a deraisa? What's the difference? Does he have a mitzvah v'leisi elisha? Can he do v'leisi elisha? That's binary. It's either yes or no. Can he do v'leisi elisha? So, midaraisi yes, midarabbanon no. What's the difference if the Drabbanon that makes him not be able to do Veloisi Elisha is the Drabbanon that's inside of the Drabbanon, not inside of the Raisa? The fact is, Midaraisa he could do Veloisi Elisha and Midrabbanon he can't. And if the Chi of Knas is totally in the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Veloisi Elisha, and it says in that Lamed Vav that it's totally in the Kiyam of Veloisi Elisha on a Deraisa level, not on the Drabbanon level, so Tais says, okay, so that we have to take that as given. That if he can be Mekai Veloisi Elisha Midaraisa, even though the Drabbanon don't let, then there's a chiyuv knas. So what's the difference if the Rabbanim don't let because they have a separate chiyuv shniyas, a separate issue of the Rabbanim shniyas, or the Rabbanim don't let because on a Rabbanim level it's avdus the Rabbanim? The fact is, midaraisish, there's a mitzvah v'lo yisil isha, midarabbanim, the Rabbanim don't let. And it says in Daf Lamed Vav that's called that he has a mitzvah v'lo yisil isha. The Isser the Rabbanim is not mafkir the mitzvah v'lo yisil isha. That's what it says in Daf Lamed Vav, according to Tosis. That the Isser the Rabbanim of chayv shniyas is not mafkir the mitzvah v'lo yisil isha. There's still a mitzvah v'lo yisil isha. He can't do it because there's a mitzvah the Rabbanim in the way. But the mitzvah is there. There is a mitzvah v'lo yisil isha. The Isser the Rabbanim doesn't prevent the mitzvah from existing. So Tosis, okay, so I see in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav that an Isser the Rabbanim is not mafkir the Isser of the mitzvah v'lo yisil isha. Well, if the Isser of chayv shniyas is not mafkir the mitzvah v'lo yisil isha, then likewise, Abdus Drabbanon will not be mafkir the mitzvah of Eloi Seel Isha. Not mistaba to say that Chayvish Nez, which is a pure Drabbanon, is not mafkir of Eloi Seel Isha, but Abdus, which is a Drabbanon, the level of Leah Kaddish, is mafkir of Eloi Seel Isha. But we're not in the woman, is she a bas of Eloi Seel Isha, we can make this Lamdus Shechiluk. But you're talking about, does the mitzvah exist, does the mitzvah not exist? It says in that Lamed Rav, the mitzvah exists. Chazal will not mafkir the mitzvah. They don't let you do it, but they weren't mafkir the mitzvah. So if they weren't mafkir the mitzvah by chayv shniyas, they weren't mafkir the mitzvah over here either, by Abdus Drabon. Okay, we have it's a long chain of speculation, but maybe important later. But Akavonim, just to sum up. So what do we have? We have Rashi Shita that the Isser Chitin comes from Abdus. We have Rashi Shita that the Isser Chitin comes from Abdus. Tosfos takes it as axiomatic that the Abdus here is an Abdus Derabbanan. First of all, we said maybe because David HaMelech never made Abdus Deraisa, they were already Jews. No. Besides which, it's a Mishnah Mufreshus that says it's Kedusha. So obviously, they're not Avonim Deraisa, they're only Avonim Derabbanan. If they're Avonim Derabbanan, then the Isser Chitin is only, according to Rashi, it's also only Derabbanan. So Rashi Shita is, says Tosfos, that the Isser Chitun flows from the Avdus is the Rabbanon, the Isser Chitun is the Rabbanon. That's the first line in Taisus. Taisus asks the Kashan Rashi, he says he has a Raya, that the Isser Chitun of Nesinim is their Isser. What's the Raya? From the Gemara of Mamzeres and Nesinim, Yikibinayim. Where the Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon ben Manasya, who requires Isha Haru'uyoloi, there's no Chiyuv Knas by Mamzeres and Nesinim. So Taisus, maybe Mamzeres, I understand, that's it in their Isser. But Nesinim, according to Rashi, is only Nesinim the Rabbanon. How does that? Why is that called an Isha She'ena Ruyuloi? Why does Rav Shimon Manasseh call it an Isha She'ena Ruyuloi? She's Ruyuloi. Midaraisa, she's Ruyuloi. Midrabbanan, you can't marry her, but Midaraisa, she's an Isha Ruyuloi. That's Tosfos Kashan Rashi. So we explain that the Kasha presumably is built on the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. But the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Taka says that Isurim Derabbanan don't make her an Isha She'ena Ruyuloi. Chayve Shnias is not an Isha She'ena Ruyuloi. She's an Isha Ruyuloi with the Chiyuv Knas. And Tosfos assumes if Chayve Shnias is called an Isha Ruyuloi, then Avdus Derabbanan is an Isha Ru'uloi as well. So how can the Gemara say, Mamzeres and Nesina Yikibinayim? That's Tosfos' Hasoga on Rashi. That's the Poshe Pshat in Tosfos. So that would be Mefalpel, and maybe according to Rashi, maybe there's Mokum L'chalak. Hurry, I have to say in Rashi, there must be some Mokum L'chalak between Shnias and Avdus Derabbanan. That Shnias is a pure Derabbanan. It's not a, you know, it's not some Issa Deraisa on a Derabbanan level. It's a pure Issa Derabbanan. So that's still called Isha Ru'uloi. Whereas Avdus, even if it's Avdus Derabbanan, but Midrabbanan, it's Leia Kaddish, and Leia Kaddish, not Isha Ru'uloi. Maybe that's the Chor, we have to Mechalik point to Rashi. And Tosfos doesn't subscribe to that Chiluk, and that we were being babbled various ways. Why Tosfos, sounds like a good Chiluk. No, sounds like a nice Yeshiva Shechiluk. Why Tosfos didn't hold from that Chiluk? Okay, maybe Tosfos didn't learn Yeshivas, but we suggested various ways. Maybe Tosfos holds that Chayv Shnias is an Erev Derabbanan. Maybe it's telling the Torah in the Darkei Moshe. If this is Kiddushim Midrabbanan and Chayv Shnias. Or alternatively, we said maybe it's connected to the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Daf Lamed, where it's Machlokes, how to understand the holding of Isha Ru'uloi. Rashi learns Isha Ru'uloi is a self contained halacha. She has to be a Bas Ru'uloi to be a Bas Knas. And Tosfos says Isha Ru'uloi means that in order to have a Chiyuv Knas, you have to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. So then it's very mistaken. The feat Tosfos that Isha Ru'uloi means somebody with whom you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. So it's much harder to be mechalak between different kinds of derabbanans, pure derabbanans and derabbanans that piggyback on their isis. What's the difference? Can you be mekayim with her the mitzvah of Eloi Seel Isha? Midiraisa, yes, midirabbanan, no. And if by chayv shniyas that's called Isha Ru'uloi, then by Avdus Derabbanan should be called Isha Ru'uloi as well. This is a woman with whom midiraisa you could be mekayim v'leisi lisha, and midirabanan you can't. What's the difference? What's the nature of the dirabanan? The facticity of the thing is that midiraisa you could do v'leisi lisha, and midirabanan you can't. And the Gemara Lamed Vav says that's called isha ruyuloi. So if that's called isha ruyuloi by chayv shnius, that's called should be called isha ruyuloi by avdus dirabanan too. Vashen can according to Rashi that it's a din in the woman herself that she has to be a bas ruyuloi in order to be a bas knas. That's much more amenable to saying lam l'shechilukim that chayvish nias that's a total issa darbanan with no achizin and issa deraisa. That's still called the isha ruyuloi. She's a bas ruyuloi. Aisha is an issa darbanan. You assume darbanan don't change her being ruyuloi. Ruyuloi is defined by isui tayr. But abdus darbanan on darbanan level she has an issa tayr. That's already called an isha she'ena ruyuloi. And that's the gemara of mamzeres and the sinai kibena.
According to Rabbi Rashi holds that Sina really is in a ruyuloi. But Rashi in the Gemara on days, Lafugim Haitana says, Masnisin de Getana yesh knas de mamzeres la chaysa. Lafugim Haitana. Rashi wrote, the mamzeres la chaysa. Even though the Gemara gives an after me as mamzeres.
No, because it also says, because he's also the Manashim that Timni, who says, Ishish Yesh Ba'abai. The Gemara Lafugim Haitana is not only on Shimon HaManas, but Manas is also a Shimon HaTimni, who dashes Ishish Yesh Ba'abai. So that already I only know from a chaysa. Okay, let's see Leiter and Tysus. We can stand the heat for a few more minutes. Here then Tysus, another Raya, Oidus Nan, Eilu and Aleikin, Mamzeris and Asinil Yisrael, Mash Medelok Yelomi Deraisa, Dum De Kohanech, De Choshev Hosom. The Mishnah when it says Chayv Elin Aleikin, the Mishnah Max includes Mamzeres and Nesina. So if Nesina is only Nisa Darbanan, how's it Elin Aleikin? Good, Makas Mardis Darbanan, but presumably it means the same Malkas Makas Deraisa like the other ones. Miu Ikele Meimar, that's a pretty strong question in Rashi. Miu Ikele Meimar, Bechol Hanu Noket Nesina Agav Mamzeres. Maybe in a Hanami, maybe Nesina over there is always, doesn't really mean this, it really means Mamzeres. But it puts together Nesina with Mamzeres because those two are always linked, Mamzeres and Nesina. Chayin Sarach Leimra Kochel Herob Adol Maida Salka Daich Tavarol De Begerusum Lestu Isir Chaslus. This has to do with Taisa later on. According to Rova, Rabbi Natam in the end is going to say that Nesina is Nesir Deraisa because of Leit Tischatan, because that's the Maskon of Rova in Yivam Asayin Vav. But that's certainly not the Havamina Rova in Yivam Asayin Vav. So according to Rava's Haramina, there is no issue like this chatan by Gerin. So what's the issue in the scene? Akochach, like Rashi says, is Akochach, according to the Haramina of Rava, Rashi is right. So what are you going to do with all these kashas? What's male kashas on Rashi? You can say Rashi is wrong. You can say Rashi is wrong. But you can't say that Rava and the Haramina didn't know these Mishnayas. So what did Rava and the Haramina do with male the Gemara Namid Beis? Maybe it's wrong, like Rava doesn't have to worry about the Gemara Namid Beis. Basis, Rav is Maskana. But what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Makkos says Elyon Aleichem. What is Rav in the Haramino? It's Pashat Chashim. But the whole thing is Tosha already knows Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam sheet is going to be that Nesina is Nisa Deraisa Aslay Tischatin, because that's Rav is Maskana in Aral. But that wasn't Rav's Haramino. Rav's Haramino was that Late Tischatin is only Big Giyusun, not Big Erusun. So according to Rav's Haramino, what's the Issa Nesina? Akorchach Rav's Haramino was like Rashi. That Nesina is only Nisa Derabonah, so why does the Mishnah Eilei Aleikin, why does the Mishnah Makkos include it in Eilei Aleikin? You have to say that it's only Agav Mamzeres. What does Nesina have to do with Mamzeres? Why is Nesina Agav Mamzeres? They have nothing to do with each other. What do you mean Agav Mamzeres? It's apples and oranges. The Gemara has this far of Agav because it says over there also Gusha V'Chalutza, the Mishnah in Eilei Aleikin. So the Gemara says Becherish. What do you mean Gusha v'Chalutza? Chalutza is only Nisa Derabana. So the Gemara says Chalutza is Agav Gusha. So that the Rishonim to speak out over here. Some of the Rishonim that we understand Gusha Agav Chalutza. Chalutza is also Midrabana because he looks like a Gusha. But Nesina is also Midrabana. Has nothing to do with Mamzeres. The Isser David goes or lay not because they look like Mamzer. So why would it say because it says because it's Mamzer it says Nesin? What does Mamzer have to do with Nesin? Why is Mamzeres Agav Nesin? Yeah. That's what?
It's like a soul call. The way it's a function is a soul call. Like, just like it was marry each other, they was married here.
Yeah, I think that's I think I'll derech zeh. The Mishnah in Yevamos. The Mishnah Yevamos and Ayin Ches, the Mishnah that all that generates all this discussion about Nesina, what's going on over the Mishnah Yevamos? The Mishnah is discussing various kinds of psulim. So the Mishnah says the Moshe, there are some Yisurim that they're osur. They're also bakal, but it's not an Israelim. It's only for a certain amount of doyers, you know, Mitzvah Vadoimi and so on. Ammoni Mayavi has no doyers, but it's only Scharim, and you have Mitzvah Vadoimi with her was Moina Doyers. And then the Mishnah says, I don't have Gemara Yavamas, the Mishnah says, Nayim Chesam and Beis, that Mamzeris and Asino, there are Surim, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Asurim bakal, Visurim Israelim. So those are the only two. Of course, this three solution, but there's also the only two laven that it's an Isser Kol, but it's an Isser Olam, doesn't have Dairus. So they're a set. Mamzeres and Asina in the Mishnayos and Yevamos, when it's categorizing, you know, the taxonomy of all the various Isurim, Mamzeres and Asina, they go together. They have in common that they're in Isser Kol and they're Isurim Isser Olam. So that's presumably what Tosfos means as well, but that's why. So the Mishnah is used to saying Mamzeres and Asina together because they have the same features, that they're a Psul Kol without Dairus. But in a Chanami, Mamzeris is a Malkus Deiraisa, and Nesina is only Malkus Madis Deirabana. Says Taisus, and we call Mokam and Yerler Ben Etam Perusha. Ben Etam doesn't agree. The Masik Rova Be Oral, the Begerusun Istu Isse Chasnus. The Gemara, the Maskona Rova Ben Oral. The Gemara, and Rova Ben Oral, and Ahavim, you know, that the Taurus is late to Schatten Bom. So Rova Ben Ahavim understands that it's talking about Goyim. It's about Goyim. Like to Schatten Bom by Goyim. And then Rabbi says, Lav Milsi, because it says, Leit Tischatin. Well, I can't have Chitin by Goyim. There's no Tfisis Kiddushin by Goyim. Hello, Leit Tischatin, when we're talking about Begerusim, after the Megayer, the Torah said there's a Lav to marry the Shiva Amomim. That if a Kanani comes and he's Megayer, so it's a valid Geras, he's a Jew. But there's a Psul Chitun, a Psul Kol, of Leit Tischatin. So the Givainim were, the Nesinim were Kananim. So according to Rabbi's Maskona in Ha'oral, there's an Issa there, Isa, to marry a Kanani who was Megayer. So that's exactly what the Givayim are, the Kananim were Megayer. So there's an Issa according to Rabbi's Maskona, this is Rabbi Tam, the Sinim is an Issa there, Isa. Okay, Shigamar. But Kolhecha de Choshev Nesina Badi Mamzeris Ayri Begerus. Kimoy Hocha de Benichar Nocha Yusu Les Naknas, Raminu El Perikamo, Yavinu Laknas, Vosu Vachla Benocha Yusu. The Chaim Begidushin. I'm not quite sure what he wants with this. Rava holds that there's an Issa deraisa of Leit Tischatin on a Kanani who is Megayer, and the Sinim are Kananim who are Megayer. I guess that's what he wants. The Sinim are Kananim who are Megayer. We just say they were Megayer. I don't know what we're saying. Or it's Dov Posh, they were Megayer. No, but he's proving the Nesinim were Megayer. You see, all these Mishnayos are talking about Jews. They have Knas. They must be Jewish. So obviously, Nesinim were Megayer. The Gemara in Kiddushin says there's Kiddushin by Nesinim. Kiddushin is Typhus. Obviously, they were Megayer. So if they were Megayer, they have an issue deraisa of Loi Tischatim. So that's Rabbein Atam Shita. So it's a Kashan Rashi. Kitzur, he's asking a Rashi from Rav. Rav's Maskona is that there's an issue deraisa that Mary Kanani was Megayer. So how can Nesinim, how can we say David goes Arlein? Either the Gemara says David goes Arlein. One Yavama says David goes Arlein. So Rabbi Tam's going to learn. That's what we'll see Behemshech. Rabbi Tam's going to learn that David was goes Arlein Avdus. But the Issa Chitin is Taka Deraisa. So this is, it's another Hasogan Rashi. It's another Hasogan Rashi. That Rashi is not like the Maskana Rova. This is a little bit strange. He says Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying now Rabbeinu Tam. The ain't Rabbeinu Tam Perushi, because Rava says it in Sidur Aisa. And then he has another Kashan Rashi, and then he brings Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Like he brings Rabbeinu Tam twice. He brings Rabbeinu Tam now, and then he brings Rabbeinu Tam again later by Hemshech. Other Rishonim grab some Sidur otherwise. But it's not Shre really. The Rabbeinu Tam now is not a different. He's saying Rabbeinu Tam now is a Kashan Rashi. This is another Kashan Rashi. It's not an alternate Rashi. The alternate Rashi is going to. So Rabbeinu Tam appears twice. Rabbeinu Tam appears once as a Kashan Rashi. The Gemara in the Oral says that Leit Tischatin is an Issa Deraisa. So you can't learn that David goes Arleim as he was going on the Chitun, because it's not like the Maskana of Rava. Then he has other Kashas and Rashi. And then he's going to say in the end, Lekach Nir, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam appears again as a goyel, as a new pshat, that the oilum, the sinim is nisat eraisa, like maskanus rova in a oral, and the gemara about the in yavamis that says David, then the gemara that says David gozer aleim, that means he was gozer in them, he was gozer in them avdus. Yeah, so the mice is a kash and Rashi. Rashi is not like the maskana rova. So the chayim say that in a chenami, Rashi is not like the maskana rova, and Rashi holds that the sugya in ayin ches that says David gozer aleim. Pashtus, it means David was goyser and them chitum, because it's coming to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that mamzeres and nesina are also asurim bekol yisurim yisraelim, and that the Gemara says Amar Rav, I forgot who it was, Rav Chama. But it was nesina David goyser aleim, and Rashi learns it means pashtus. It means that David was goyser and them chitum because he saw the narachmonim and gam lechasonim. So it's not a kashin. Rashi would say it's not a kashin me, the kashin the Gemara. The Gemara daf ayin ches is not like Rav is maskonim ayin vov and echinami. The stomach of the Gemara holds like Rav is halamina, that the Yisrael Leitis Chatan is big Yusum, not when they're Megayer. And when they're Megayer, they stack a no Yisrael Leitis Chatan, but David Gozer Alei. The Chayim say, maybe the Magen Mishnah says that that's apparently the Shittas Rambam as well, because the Rambam Paskins Leitis Chatan is only big Yusum, and this, the Yisrael Chitin by Nesinim is Nisid Rabbana, David Gozer Alei. So that's apparently the Rambam. The Rambam was Doicher, Rav is Maskana, Mikoyach Lesugin, I am Chesam at base. Rabbi Nachman is the other way around. He's Makabal Rav's Maskon, and he has a different shot in the Gemara and Ayin Chesam and Beis. Let's put one more line in Tosfos, because I want to leave you with the Kasha. V'oid l'pir shakuntris. Another Kasha in Rashi. Kevin da Abdus Mamash Gozer Alayu, Shemitech Kach Nesu Lo V'ilakol Mishum Le'yeh Kodesh. According to Rashi, that David HaMelech was Gozer Lem Abdus, and that's what creates the Yisr Chitun, because it becomes Le'yeh Kodesh. In Cana, my yesh lo knas. So why is there a chiyuv knas? If they're avodim, then there shouldn't be a chiyuv knas. But now behead you must listen. The shivcha ain't lo knas. Shivcha doesn't have knas. V'imishum din esina minter nasha. Maybe she doesn't have knas because she's not becheskes psula. Even a shivcha she nishtachera has no knas if she was nishtachera yoisim ibas gimul shalom v'yamechad, because we assume she's not a psula. But maybe the kusim, even though technically they're shivchas, but maybe they're you know, maybe they are b'cheskes psulas. So Taisa knows that maspik. Amina b'Yushami, the shivcha filu mishumeres ain't lo knas. The Yushami says that a shivcha, even if you know she's a psula, she has no knas. The Yushami says it's gzeres hakosuf. Because she's now Yushami says it's gzeres hakosuf because it says isha her isha v'loy seal isha. She has to be a bas havaya. A bas havaya. Either Yushami, what do you mean a bas havaya? We're going in and Mishnah holds that even a chaisai has knas. Not going to Rav Shimon Menasio or Rav Shimon Atimni. We're going to the Tana Mishnah that even a chaisai has knas. You can't marry a chaisai. So the Yishami says, yeah, but a chaisai, you can't marry her. She's not a basavaya to you, but she's a basavaya to other people. But a shivcha is not a basavaya to anybody. So that's where the exerts are closer. If a loisi elisha, she has to be at least, even according to the Atana, we don't hold like Rav Shimon Atimni and Shimon Menasio need Isha Ruyuloi or Isha Shesh Bavaya to him. That we don't need. Even a chaisai has knas. But she has to be a bas havaya to somebody in the world. A shivcha is not a bas havaya be'etzim. She's not a bas havaya be'etzim, says the Yerushalmi, she has no knas. So Taisa says, if nesinim are shivchas, if they are avodim, then they should have no knas. That an Evan Meshuchar is allowed to marry a, we had this in Yevamos Taisa, is allowed to marry a nesina. The amai, if she's a shivcha, a chari asuri b'shivcha, kinistan, at least a shivcha in a yochel. The kids are Taisa asking in Rashi a bunch of kashas. According to Rashi, that Nesina is Osir, Nesina are Osir, because David was Gozer them Avdus, so that means they have an Israel Leah Kodesh, the Mamish is Mamish a Shivcha. If she's a Shivcha Mamish, she shouldn't have Knas, and she should be Osir to an Evan Meshulcher. And the fact that she has Knas, and she's Mutter to Evan Meshulcher. So how can you say that David was Gozer them Avdus? And the Isser Chitin comes from Avdus of Leah Kodesh. Chayitz Hapella the Taisus. I think the Meshu asked. Taisus now seems to be ascribing to Rashi the view that Nesinim are also because they're Avodah Midaraisa. They have an Israel Yakodesh Midaraisa. It's not called the Basavaya Midaraisa. Rashi, but Taisus at the beginning took it as axiomatic that even according to Rashi, the Dovah goes to Lame Avdus, but it's only Avdus Derabona. So it's not Lo Yakodesh. That's the issue with Kasha. Yeah, I think we have enough from what we learned Tyson Yavamas that they should be able to figure a machalach and that on their own. But I just want to cash it. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. If Tosis is now ascribing to Rashi the view, then the sinim are avodim mamish. Avodim mamish, and the sinim is a shivcha mamish. So then, why doesn't he ask? Well, he asks from our Mishnah and from why doesn't he ask from the Mishnah Kiddushin that there's Tosis Kiddushin in the sinim? The Mishnah Kiddushin says that first Samachot Tosis quoted it. That this tefisis kiddushin in a nesina. Why is tefisis kiddushin? She's a shivcha. There's no tefisis kiddushin in a shivcha. What? The Taisvis Harosh. But he asked that. I don't remember. Tosha Shantz, I know here he asked it on Rashi. He also ascribes to Rashi that there's Leah Kaddish Midrash, and he says, what do you mean? But this, then there shouldn't be Tvisis Kiddushin. Number three, this is a beautiful kasha. Rabbi Krager more or less asked this kasha. What does Tosha ask? Tosha asks that if she's a Shifcha, she shouldn't have Kass. But why does a Shifcha not have Kass? Yerushalmi, he says, Tosha says to Yerushalmi. But what does the Yerushalmi say? Why does the Shifcha not have Kness? I told you a minute ago. Because she's not a Basavaya. She doesn't have Tosha's Kiddushin to anybody. So that's why she's not a Basavaya, so she doesn't have Kness. So Tosha is asking, so if an Asino is a Shifcha, so she shouldn't have Kness. Why shouldn't she have Kness? But why does the Shifcha not have Kness? Because she doesn't have Tosha's Kiddushin. What kind of Kash is that? But an Asino has Tosha's Kiddushin. That's the Mishnah Kiddushin, and an Asino has Tosha's Kiddushin. So that's why she has Kness. Elamai, you don't understand that. Why does she have Tvisis Kiddushin? So that's the Kasha Taisha should be asking. But the Kasha Taisha should be asking is, why does she have Tvisis Kiddushin? The Mishnah says there's Tvisis Kiddushin in the Sina. If she's a Shifcha, she shouldn't have Tvisis Kiddushin. For some reason, Taisha doesn't ask that Kasha. Well, if that Kasha doesn't bother him, then the Kasha about Kness should certainly not bother him. Because the only reason why a Shifcha doesn't have Kness is because she has no Tvisis Kiddushin. But in the Sina has Tvisis Kiddushin, so of course she has Kness. Elamai, how good for Kashi? Why does she have Tvisis Kiddushin? No, so that's what Tosis ought to be asking. For some reason, that's not what Tosis asks. So that's the complexity over here in this line of Tosis. All right, so that we'll deal with next time. Again, I think with what we work through in Tosis and Yavamas, there's enough to be able to deal with this set of problems.